I'm Ebony K. Williams, attorney and host. Welcome to Holden Court, where we analyze the latest legal headlines that everybody's already talking about. But we dig deep into how the courts impact the culture. We break it all down, going straight from gavel to your newsfeed. And every week, we keep it 100. Right, Dustin?
That's right, E. Let's hold court.
Dustin Ross, my love, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. You know, the weather is breaking.
It's outside. Somebody said it's Hoochie Daddy short time.
It is Hoochie Daddy. It's Hoochie season, period. Not just the shorts. I want the socks, too.
The pulled up socks?
The Nike socks. I call them the other N-word.
Right. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's that season,
I saw exactly what you were putting down.
Yeah.
It is this season. I'm so excited. I love spring. It's like... It's something to look for. I believe that all grown folks need something to look forward to.
Yeah, it makes us just a little bit more, like the Sounds of Blackness said, optimistic. Okay, it makes us that
you
way.
You went to Sounds of Blackness.
I love
you know?
That. And shout out to Anna Nesby.
Shout out.
And I do mean shout, because she will sing over whoever's on that stage. When I was at the Soul Train Awards and Sounds of Blackness was a part of the Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis tribute.
I remember
That's the only, and you know the sounds, it's a lot of voices in the Sounds of Blackness. So it was
that's
multiple
Melodies
sounds.
From Heavens, right?
Well, that's Kirk Franklin.
Oh, that's Kirk Franklin.
I have a Kirk Franklin story too, but I'll share that with you another time.
So funny.
From the same event. But anyway, and as we were singing over everybody on the stage, you could just hear her.
Something about the way you just said it was giving me Eddie Murphy vibes. And that's another
which
story.
Is good.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. That's a titan.
I'll bring it on. Bring on the Eddie Murphy vibes.
All the Eddie Murphy vibes. Okay, well, you know, this is going to be a nice little rich docket today. And I say rich with intention. You know, rich.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're going to get in trouble again for saying we like rich stuff.
Oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Let's go back. Let's lower those standards. Anyway, who's not lowering her standards, and it's probably why she has gone through such a miraculous and aspirational journey. She is the princess of the Bronx, Miss Cardi B.
Absolutely.
Now, we've been covering this story for a minute. We covered it from the initial suit, and I think a lot of people thought that Cardi B was playing about her money. Well, we can tell you today with certainty is Cardi B is not playing about her money. She has actually gone forward through the actions of seizing, taking, grabbing Tasha K's YouTube earnings.
Mm-hmm.
She's not playing about her money. So I want to talk about this case specifically, Dustin, but I also want to talk about the broader notion of judgments and the nature in which they can be collected upon. Because a lot of times people will get a judgment and they all, you know, kind of like I think was honestly Tasha K's attitude. Like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. It could be a $10 million judgment, a $20 billion judgment. Mm-hmm. It ain't worth nothing but the piece of paper it's on. Well, not exactly. So we're going to get into it. Also, rapper Ice Spice, again, back to raising, ascending aspirations and intentions goals to the level of your highest skill set, your highest biblical calling. If y'all really ready to go there, let me know.
Yes.
We want to talk about how Ice Spice, this young, very young lady, she's an owner. She owns both her master's and her publishing, and she's doing it at a young age, so she doesn't have to do what Auntie Anita had to do, which was at her big age, being a fife for her masters. So shout out to whatever you think about Miss Ice Spice. This young lady is showing what ownership
looks like.
Looks like. And I hope I didn't hurt anybody's feelings in that harshness of ownership. All right. Tory Lanez, this is, you know, not surprising to any of us that have paid attention to this from the beginning. He has been denied a new trial. And so finally, we are getting a sentencing date for him, Dustin. He's looking at up to 22 years in prison. Of course, that is for that is not no light bid, and it shouldn't be because you shot this black woman and lied about it and defamed her and caused all kind of emotional and physical harm to this young woman and to black women broadly, I would contend. And so now it's time to pay.
Damn.
So let's start with Cardi B. Again, y'all are familiar with the facts of this one, I'm sure. Cardi, was awarded $4.2 million from a civil claim that she had against Tasha K. This was back in 2019, where Tasha K was found of defamation, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Now, Dustin, help me remember, what was it? She was saying some very... defamatory, nasty, outrageous things about Cardi B. What were her original claims?
That Cardi was a prostitute, that she had herpes.
Yeah, I remember herpes claim.
And I can't remember what additionally it was, but I know the herpes allegation was a big one.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to say more.
She provided medical records to show that she did not have it.
Right.
And then, another thing that people don't talk about often enough to me, mm-hmm. related to this case, is Cardi's visible reaction to who and response to and retelling of mm-hmm. the distress and the emotional distress that she right. was under per those lies.
Yeah.
When Cardi was on that stand, she broke down in tears yeah. and it was very, very personal. And I think that is what swayed the jury.
That's why they gave such punitive award.
Yeah.
4 points, because you could see the distress.
And this yeah. is where feelings are relevant, right? Because factually, right. she had already proven
yes.
what was said was to be false.
Right.
And now that that fact was presented, then she was able to offer up the feelings and show in that moment the yeah. feelings attached to the fact.
Well, here's what you just said that people need to really pay attention to, Dustin. When you're talking about an emotional distress claim, that's a tort, that's a civil mm-hmm. claim. There's some things that have to be established, as you say, factually on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
Was it this person? What did they say? Was it, you know, a liar? Is that? And now the feeling is actually one of the proven elements.
There you go.
So when you're talking about a scenario, jurors, where your feelings are a part of the literal equation,
mm-hmm.
oh, well, then damn right, mm-hmm. the feelings matter. But absent that, take your feelings, and as Mama Gloria would say, put them in your pocket.
How about that? And also rewind that section of the show and re-listen to what Ebony just, what you just said.
Yeah.
So that you can know when to share those feelings.
When to share, and when they're relevant, and when you're better served holding space for the feeling and moving forward.
Because you look less than smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just not a good use of your time. Yeah.
Anyone's time.
Or in everyone's time, and it's irrelevant. So back to the $4.2 million judgment, Dustin.
Damn.
Cardi, that's a big judgment for a but.
That's a big bill.
That's a big bill. But again, you didn't lie and say, I don't know, that she had a messy weave or, you know what I mean, or her house was dirty. You said this woman had a full-blown incurable STD.
You defamed her.
You said definition. She was a whole prostitute. That is an illegal trade. Now, I don't think it should be, but
right,
it is.
Right,
that's
right.
A different conversation.
It's definitely happening.
We are pro-sex workers here in
right,
Holden Court.
We are. Let's be clear.
Let's
crystal
be clear.
Clear. But also,
yeah.
another thing that people should note, Ebony,
mm-hmm.
all Tasha K had to do was remove the videos.
She did.
And
yeah.
she refused to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now here we are.
So
all she had to do was take the shit down.
Your ego.
Years ago.
Yeah. Because that's how these claims start. They never start at $4.2 million.
Right.
They start with a little something that everybody like to talk about, but most of y'all don't know what it really is. A letter of cease.
And desist.
And desist.
Yep.
It's saying, this is me kindly asking you, through my lawyer,
to take that shit down.
To stop that shit.
Yeah.
Take it down, retract it.
Whatever it is.
Issue
looks
a
like.
Corrective statement,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. Now, it is only once you have shown an unwillingness, Dustin,
mm-hmm.
to do that, to take on that corrective posture, or sometimes it's really just cease.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop. Now we've got to go further. Now there's a complaint. Now there's this. And again, when you've got the pockets as deep as Cardi B has them, because that's another thing people like Tasha K rely upon. You rely on people that are broke asses. They can't do anything but live with it. Live with your false statements. Live with your character indictments. Live with your erroneous mythical accusations. Most people do have to live with it. Why? Because they don't have the resources that a Cardi B has, Dustin, to hire. You know, this is not a criminal case. So you are not constitutionally provided with an attorney.
You got to pay to play.
You got to pay to play, baby.
Yeah.
And when I tell you these civil lit attorneys,
they're not
cheap.
They
high.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're the opposite of cheap. They high.
Mm-hmm. High as hell.
Yeah.
And
because you know high is more expensive than expensive.
Than expensive.
Yeah.
Some is that's too high.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
high.
Saying? That's high.
Yeah.
You gotta stretch it out. That's high.
That's high. Ooh, that's high.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's
we just taught people how to be black.
And if you didn't know, now you know.
You know.
So yeah, that is a very high bar of ability to go and retain
mm-hmm.
a lawyer and probably easily put down $50,000, $100,000 to get a lawyer to even look at the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so now that at this point, Cardi B, and this is actually, I'm telling y'all this for a reason, so stay with me now. Because Cardi B has invested, I am sure, no less, considering the appeal and this and that, Cardi B has probably spent close to $750,000
mm-hmm.
$750,000 mm-hmm. on bringing this case
mm-hmm.
and winning this case. So that there's a investment really
mm-hmm.
on the part of Cardi B for her own justice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that Cardi B is feeling like taking that on the chin and walking away with a $750,000 legal bill and a public victory and let's take our toys and go home. No, you got it fucked up. Because now she needs to, first of all, make up for her investment in her own justice.
Yep.
So she is not going to just, okay, I got a paper judgment that's not worth anything but the paper it's on, which is how most people see judgments. Mm-hmm. But most people are not litigating with Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman who not only has the resources to litigate against you, secure the judgment, she also, Dustin, has the resources to enforce the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about judgment enforce. Okay, getting back to the facts here. So we know that Cardi has contacted YouTube's owner, which is Google, because we know that is the primary revenue source, Dustin, that Tasha K makes her money from.
She makes a lot of money.
She makes a lot of money.
She's a talented commentator.
Mm-hmm.
She's naturally funny. Mm-hmm. She has really good comedic timing. And so I hate to see.
Yeah.
And she obviously has created a business model that works, right?
Sure.
Like she has a thriving YouTube channel and
very
and
profitable
outlet. You know what I mean?
Very profitable.
People come through there and are interviewed and stuff.
Yeah.
So I hate to see her in this position, but it was so self-imposed. You shouldn't have lied. And all you had to do was take the shit down in the first fucking place.
Let's talk about how defiance and indignation will mess you up every time.
Every time.
Every time. I rarely see it turn out well for people in the entertainment industry, but in real life work situations. You know what I mean? It's just there's something to be said for taking your feelings, once again, taking your ego, and we all have one. So this is not an indictment of that, Dustin. It's just simply weighing the cost of, okay, now I could be right.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could kind of like puff up my chest and kind of play Billy Badass right now. Or I can do the math real quick, run them numbers right quick and say, you know, it's just not worth it.
Especially when you're wrong in the first damn place.
Well, you know, people like to be wrong and strong.
Like
people like to be wrong and strong, Dustin.
The short-sightedness of people just is baffling to me sometimes.
Yeah. So how does Cardi go about the business of collecting and enforcing this judgment? Well, it's just what we said here. You figure out what is the primary revenue stream of the individual you have the judgment against, and then you go about the business of collecting directly.
Yeah.
You know who does this really well?
The IRS. What?
Baby!
Fuck around and find out if you want to.
Listen, your girl has been a victim. In my younger days, I remember looking at my check. This was, oh God. This was, I think I was a summer associate, right? And I thought I was real rich because I think I was making $1,500 a week.
Mm-hmm,
anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I remember, it would be like $1,500, $3,000, da-da-da-da. You know, all these increments over the summer. I'm rich because, you know, it's like, you know, post-Katrina and I'm out here balling, you know, in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
A mess.
Shout out to New Orleans.
Shout out to New Orleans. Boy, I had me a time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I want some food from Port au Call right now.
Listen, you better stop playing about that burger.
Okay.
You better stop playing about
Give
that
me
burger.
A and
that
snowball from Pandora.
That damn baked potato.
What? With the loaded.
All of the toppings.
Busting through them little saloon doors to get in.
So
come on
fun.
Now. We need to go.
That actually would be, we're going to do,
Put
we need to do a live
that.
Event
yes.
there. Okay,
yes.
shout out
yes.
to that.
Yes.
So, I thought I was balling. Long story short, I know I saw that subtraction come through real quick. I went to go use that debit card. That thing said no funds available. I said, how can this be? I think this was back when it was Wachovia.
Wachovia.
If y'all know about it, y'all know about Wachovia.
Wachovia
said, Ms. Williams, bitch, you're broke, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I know? Because the IRS told me to take all that damn money.
Mm-hmm.
So, moral of the story, don't ever think that your funds are unreachable.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially when it's a judgment, it is at play.
Mm-hmm.
So Cardi went straight to YouTube, who we know Tasha K gets a lot of money from, and they gave her access because she's got a binding court document.
Yes, she does.
She has a legally enforceable judgment against you for up to $4.2 million. And what y'all need to realize is, I'm sure Tasha K is thinking, well, I don't have $4.2 million, so whatever. No, ma'am. But what you do have is Cardi's for a long time. So right now, Cardi was able to collect $9,304.81. It went straight to Cardi. And again, because Cardi is so wealthy, it's the principal.
It's the principal. Yep. Yep.
Some could call it the pleasure.
Okay. Sidebar, I went to her show.
I heard it was amazing.
It was. It was. She has so many hits.
Oh, baby, I don't really know. Let me tell you two people.
What a catalog.
Janet Jackson's catalog is not to be played with. And again, I don't think Usher's catalog is to be played with. And I really don't like the disrespect.
No, it's unbelievable. But, you know, he's one of the last true blue performers, you know, real.
That's going to give you a real show with
a real
catalog. But Janet's catalog, that's a previous generation. Mm-hmm. That is a legacy that people really still don't respect enough, in my opinion.
Speaking of not respecting it, and then we're going to get back to this, because I don't know how we got on this pivot, but whatever.
I don't know, but I'm glad we did. You know, I love talking about the Jacksons. Okay. Don't ever play.
Busta Rhymes got on her nerves at the concert.
What did he do?
So he
I saw him come out.
He surprised her. He came out and they performed
their little song, their little ditty.
Mm-hmm. Which everybody loves
of
that
course.
Song, right? We were excited to see it. He went straight into that fact. Not a way to hope
it,
he went straight into
that.
Okay. So, but afterward, he was like, I have something special for you, you know, whatever. And you could tell she didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, so like, she's like, you're going off script. Okay, but go ahead, keep it cute.
With a cake and flowers.
Oh, okay.
To give her flowers. Mother's Day was coming up.
Oh, lovely.
You know,
and
he offered up all these facts about their video being the most expensive rap video and all this stuff. But as you know, Ebony, and as I know, everything is on the clock when we're at an event.
It sure is.
They charge you by the minute.
And when it's time to go out, you better get out.
Madison Square Bill was looking at that. Garden was looking at that watch ready to add on to that bill. So Janet, as she was so graciously receiving all this stuff from Busta Rhymes,
was pushing him off the stage at the same time.
He was going on asking for applause for this, for that, just prolonging it.
Yeah.
So finally, as soon as he finished, she says she thanked him and hugged him, and then she immediately looked back at production. Can you guys come get this, please? Tyson and wheel the carts off the stage so we can get back. She's like, now let's get back to the show.
Because she's a performer.
I was hollering, and it was just funny because you could tell she was ready for his ass to get the
hell
now
that you've brought this up, I was literally not going to touch this, and my mama said, you already know where I'm about to go. My mama said, because I called her from this particular show, was not Queen Janet, although I wish I had been at that show, especially in light of the one I did attend.
Uh-huh.
Mama said, please just don't do it like you did Chris Rock, baby. So y'all know how much I love Anita Baker.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about her on Holding Court since season one. Again, we're going to get to it in a second. Ice Spice owning her masters in publishing, and Anita had a terrible bout where eventually she was victorious. And okay, whatever. So long story short, I saw Anita Baker twice during her original farewell tour. Mm-hmm. I saw her here in New York, and I also saw her in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
at, what's it, MGM?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Harbor, National Harbor.
National Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Vocals, it was like it was 86.
Mm-hmm.
She looked beautiful. It was just everything, you know, and she doesn't have to do anything but sing.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that brilliantly and beautifully, and it was fabulous. So when I saw, you know, for whatever the reason, it was going to be farewell concert number two, I was very excited about my tickets. And y'all know I live in New York, and not a lot gets me out of New York, but I said, I'm going to make the trek to Newark for Auntie Anita Baker. Dustin, you know, we've all seen the headlines. All I will say is this. Anita Baker had no business performing. I'm going to just say it like that. She had no business performing. I was very sad to see the state of Auntie Anita at this point in her career. I also definitely was pissed off because I do love Babyface.
Who doesn't? If you
know?
Love R&B music, you love Babyface, you know it or not.
Because a lot of these hits that we love and adore, from Tevin Campbell to Whitney Houston to Brandy to all, I mean, we'd be here all day.
And it's not just R&B.
It's not.
He wrote for
Celine
Dion,
all of this stuff. Yeah, you know. So anyways, y'all know the headlines. You know, Anita, for whatever reason, was running so fucking late that Babyface, because I was there, we saw his band was set up.
Mm-hmm.
It had Babyface on the front of the drums, Dustin. And when I tell you, we were sitting there for 2 hours waiting. And I'm okay on the, you know, because, you know.
Shit happens.
You know I'm the last one to say that about somebody being late.
Shit happens.
So I'm going to look at Ashley 11. So I was going to give that all the grace.
Uh-huh.
But what I know is when you're that late, when you do arrive, you better motherfucking say.
Deliver.
And so you were that late. We were entertained for 2 hours. We had to watch as Babyface drums literally were pulled and deconstructed from the stage. So now you got all the Prudential Center. Boo, boo. I'm like, oh, this is not good. So then Anita finally comes, and it just was not. It was just sad.
It wasn't like it had been before. And that's crazy because she, I heard that take from others, you know, who were at that show. Mm-hmm. And we know she's coming off of those Vegas shows where people, she was getting rave reviews.
Yeah. You know, I guess you win some and you lose some.
Yeah, and people have an off night, whatever. But that, not the off night when your ass was 2 hours late, Anita.
Well, not the off night when I paid my good money.
Hell no, not that night. Not that night.
Not two. Right, make it another night, Anita. Bitch, not tonight. Anyway, so now we're going to get back to Cardi, because I don't know how the hell we got there either, but I'm glad we did.
Yes,
we had to get it off my chest. I need to get that off my chest. Okay, so I can tell you this, Dustin. Cardi's going to continue to accumulate that money. She's going to I'm sure she's probably got some kind of automated thing where every few weeks she will just clear that right on out. Mm-hmm. So now listen, there's obviously a workaround, right? I expect Tasha K to probably downscale her relationship with YouTube, whether it's Patreon. She's going to find another. But again, Cardi's just going to keep popping back up. It's like that whack-a-mole, you know? Every time you have a highly public, because that's how you make your money, Tasha. You know, you're not making your money in a private, you know, silo. Your money is public. So as soon as it looks obviously profitable, here comes Cardi with this judgment. So I guess all that to say, let me give you the verbiage from the judgment. Oh my God. You are hereby commanded to immediately hold all money, including wages and other property. This was what Cardi sent YouTube to hold all wages and other property except what is known to be exempt, belonging to the defendant or obligations owed to the defendant named above, beginning the day of service of this summons, including the next 1,095 days. So that's several years. And when they say exempt, let's talk about what that could look like. So let's say you're somebody out there, jurors, you or someone you love has a judgment against you. Certain things are exempt, right? Like your primary residence. So what they will not do is have you like out here
homeless,
unhoused.
Yeah,
exactly. But a lot is on the table as well. You know, I think you only can get like one primary vehicle. If you're one of these people that likes two and three cars, they're subject to seizure. So I'm going to say this. Try to make good on your judgments. Now, this is an exemplary case in the sense that it's so public and it's these huge celebrities and da-da-da. But let's say you're just, you know, a juror listening at home, Dustin, as I have been in the past. And, you know, you got a $10,000 judgment, or even a $50,000 judgment, even a $100,000 judgment against you. Likely people are going to continue to come after you. Try to make a settlement. It's possible.
Yeah.
I've seen a $100,000 judgment go down to $5,000 because something is better than nothing.
Yep.
So if I'm you, go ahead and try to call up the lawyer that's probably now outsourced to handle the judgment collection and enforcement part.
Which is a whole nother beast.
But again, the fact that that's a whole practice area lets you know people not playing about their money at all. Go ahead and try to settle that thing up because you can just sleep better at night. And it sucks because sometimes when you're going to sell that primary residence, you can't even have a proper closure because here comes the judgment attached to your lien, attached to your deed. So, y'all, you know, don't. I remember I was young and dumb at times and thought judgments were just pieces of paper that don't mean shit. Now they can mean some shit. And you don't want that. You know, it's not even how you really want to be out here moving.
And don't get in that position in the first damn place. Play stupid
That's
games,
true.
Win stupid
you
prizes.
You always win stupid prizes. And then when you win a stupid prize, which sometimes happens because sometimes we all are stupid, go ahead and try to make good on it. Like you say, keep it player.
Keep it player. And again, I want to make sure that I make note of this. Mm-hmm. I hate that Tasha K did that.
I do too.
Because she literally has it. She's talented. She's a talented black woman, so I hate to see this happen, but that's why you can't do shit like lie on people
and
then stand 10 toes on it.
I think, I don't know if it's going to move the needle, but if I'm Tasha K, I'm asking anybody I know who know Cardi. Let me do a YouTube. Like, I would at this point, go ahead and fall on the sword. I would get on YouTube and say, Cardi, you know, listen, at this point, sis, you got it. You got it. You know, I was wrong. The court said I was wrong. You won. You are rightfully seizing my money. I understand it. I deserve it. But now, sis, I just want to eat. I just want to live. So I'm now, after the fact, too late probably, I'm sure. But I'm now just going to publicly fall on my sword and be at your mercy to say, what can I do, if anything, to help make this halfway right. Like, that's where I'm at if I'm Tasha K.
For real.
Because I'm not about to keep just taking this shit on the chin like this. Even though it's self-inflicted. Well, the opposite of self-infliction is self-liberation.
How about that?
What a transition that was.
Upward. Okay.
Doop.
Boom.
Ice Spice owns both her masters in publishing. And the reality is, Dustin, that's not a sentence that most artists can say. While preparing to sign her first record deal, Ice Spice team considered all the possibilities, and they were able to secure ownership of both her masters and her publishing, which is, again, it's breakthrough. It's phenomenal. It is not common, typical, or average.
This reminds me of when Whitney got that big, huge $100 million deal back in the day, and it was unheard of.
It was, like, yeah.
Yeah, this is groundbreaking.
And Michael had one, too, with Sony. Remember that? Yeah, these types of deals are... Ray Charles was one of the pioneers of, you know, an artist of that level owning his masters when he went to, I want to say it was ABC Records. So her manager, Ice Spice's manager, said this about the partnership with CMG, that's Create Music Group. He says this: I knew Create Music had sister companies, World Star, Genius, Dat Piff. And I'm a music guru over here. So my thing was this: here's this record, here's the vision. He said, adding that World Star Hip Hop premiered Ice Spice music videos on YouTube, while Genius featured her on its open mic series. This is a quote, so this is not my bad grammar. We was able to be very strategic with it. That's cool, you know, say it how people understand it. And it worked.
And he had a smart ass plan and strategy that they saw through. So this is a smart person.
This was a long play.
He's smart.
Yeah, and he's laying out here, Dustin, all of these Genius publicity plays to show the value of his client. And see, this is the thing. As somebody who has been both unsuccessful historically and currently successful when you're trying to own either IP, intellectual property, masters, publishing, things like this, first of all, no company is incentivized just on GP to give you that shit.
Absolutely not. That's like the value. That's the equitable portion of...
That's the appreciable... asset, let's be clear.
Yeah.
Because it ain't your damn talent.
Right.
It's just It's just not. Talent is cheap.
That's the truth.
It's the facts. I know people be struggling with them facts and them feelings. Anyway.
My God.
let me just keep going. I had to negotiate with myself right quick, but I'm going to just keep it going. So, here's the deal. That is not the standard business structure.
Right.
So when you're asking a company, whether it's in this case Create Music Group, or whether it's Warner Brothers, or whether it's wherever it is, NBC Universal, when you're asking a company to go outside of its normal business practices, one could call it going above and beyond. You've got to demonstrate that you are above average. You've got to show that you are exceptionally valuable. So to your point, Dustin, her manager here is saying, he went into the deal-making process showing that Ice Spice should not be treated like your other artist, where you do retain ownership to property of publishing and masters, because she's not like your other artist.
Which is so crazy, because that's her catchphrase. Like, that's her.
Oh,
that's
really?
Her, that's her,
you
catchphrase.
Know, I don't know.
So I was right on time. You a bad mother. You know what you are.
You know, game recognized game.
Okay, you bad girl.
Cross-generationally.
Okay.
Capitol Records assisted 10K Projects, then expressed interest in signing Ice Spice. So then manager contacts the entertainment lawyer, and they essentially...
they got it done.
They got it done, and he was clear, to your point. We're not freestyling it. We had a vision walking in. And so that when you're trying to... I think the moral of the story here, and there's a whole lot of other facts, but y'all get the gist. The moral of the story here is this. When you are, and again, this is, we're talking about Ice Spice and millions of dollars in entertainment, but we could be very easily talking about
any
you know, real estate or a small business or anything like that. When you are asking someone to operate outside of, quote, standard, normal, typical business practices,
right,
you are asking, by definition, for something exceptional.
Right.
So guess what you have to be as a result?
Exceptional.
Exceptional.
Your damn self.
Your damn self. And this goes back to a conversation that the culture's been having now, and I'm really glad about it. How do we want to show up? How do we want to show up? Do we want to show up in a way that's, and this is, again, supply and demand. This is not shitting on anybody out. Yeah, if you listen to this show, you already know this. I'm not going to even give that no stupid ass energy.
No.
What we're going to spend energy on is this. Let's talk about how life is a series of choices and circumstances, right? So now we've got to look at the current circumstances you may be born into, you may have navigated yourself into,
or you might have just damn ended up in.
You might have, right. I was going to say, by no particular intention found yourself
Ebony.
In.
Yeah.
Because all of that applies.
Yep.
That all tracks.
Yeah.
As the kids say.
Yeah. You got
so now,
hollering
right,
today.
So now these are circumstances. Now let's talk about the choice part.
Yeah.
Right? So it's two, double C. CNC yep. Music Factory up in yep. This bitch.
CC, double C, C's
double
like C's. Chanel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Chanel, like Charles and Camilla. No.
Ooh.
If you know, you know.
I'm not even going to go
don't
there.
Don't even do that. Right,
I have strong
that.
Opinions. Stop. So I'm not even going to go there.
That's what, ooh, I'm about to call.
See, that was God
that
telling
was God.
Us. You know, see, that's God getting us together.
God said, y'all doing way too much. I'm about to call Interval Presents and tell them that we want a Bridgerton podcast.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes, we need one.
Right.
Okay.
So there's a circumstance part, but there's the choice part, mm-hmm. right? And so when it comes to the choice part, you, each of us, wake up every day and on some level, mm-hmm, Dustin, get mm-hmm. to make a choice about how we show up in this world. And it's a crazy world. It's a fucked up world. It's an unfair world. It's all of that. And if you're black in America,
it's even worse.
It's 1,000 times worse. You're talking about a scenario where every system that touches us, from education to healthcare to employment to housing, is designed to be anti-black. Mm-hmm. So let's start with that premise. So even the best positioned among us still are dealing with that circumstance,
yep.
The first C. Now choice part comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what Ice Spice and her team have brilliantly decided to do here is position her as exceptional, atypical, and outside of what other people, even in her genre, right, mm-hmm, even in her category, are able to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, you know, the world star, you know, the numbers and the reaction. This is very similar to the argument that Ray Charles made, right? Like, when you can create a bidding war between different, whether it's CBS, ABC, and we all want to be in the Ray Charles business, well, now the leverage shifts.
Absolutely.
Right? And now the leverage shifts, Dustin, and now Ray Charles or Ice Spice or Whitney or Michael or Beyonce or mm-hmm. fill in the name of exceptional talent
mm-hmm.
gets to dictate the terms mm-hmm. and the conditions
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in which their dealings look. And so a lot of my advocacy around exceptionalism versus average, atypical versus typical, and extraordinary versus commonplace, for me, Dustin, is not about like these social condemnations
no,
or putting
yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, honestly, fuck all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm simply talking from the business lens
mm-hmm.
of someone who believes in controlling and leveraging one's position to the maximum of their ability per their circumstances.
Yep.
So even if let's go to teaching.
Okay.
Because that's just important, right? It's important. Probably some of the most important work done in society.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are a teacher and your skill set as an educator is similar to that of other educators, you are likely going to find yourself in conditions that reflect that,
mm-hmm.
right? So whether that's pay, whether that's this or that. But if you are an educator and you possess an exceptional ability to do really anything, whether that's teach children with special needs, whether that's teach exceptionally gifted students, whether that is be bilingual mm-hmm. in your education delivery, whether that is coming from a private sector, public sector, charter sector, whether it's, you know, a specialty in science and
mm-hmm.
math and STEM,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you name it. When you can show up at that interview or you can show up at that negotiation and say, yes, I'm an educator, but these are the things that make me unlike the other educators available on the marketplace. Go ahead, Dustin.
I've seen this happen firsthand.
Yep.
One of my best friends is an educator. She's a chemist.
Yep. Oh, come on, chemist.
I love
a black woman in STEM. I love a black person in science and math.
She's in the Science Journal. She was the only person in history to synthesize, I think it was sulfate hexahydrate or something like that.
I saw a piece about her recently.
But she created, like I said, she went and she taught at the number one private school in the nation in Andover, Massachusetts.
Yes, I'm familiar.
And then she left there mm-hmm. and went to Shanghai.
Wow.
And when she was in Shanghai, she started doing private tutoring
mm-hmm.
And created a schedule. She was working in private schools in Shanghai. She only worked Tuesday through Thursday.
That's it.
She made, I can't even imagine. Tell you how much money, and created a pipeline to create more opportunities like that for other educators. So, and I've seen success. It's, to me, it's all about the effort you make. I've seen it look like that.
Yep.
I also have a friend who's an educator in New Jersey, who her students were taking the state exams for New Jersey recently. She wrote handwritten, personalized notes of encouragement to each of the students in her class.
How
it was
very,
like 30-something notes.
How very Joe Clark of her.
Just to,
I'm just kidding.
You know,
Joe Clark would have known.
Okay.
You had that
Chain
bag.
The dog.
That's it.
Okay, you know that's the role that's going to give me my Tony on Broadway.
Well, you know
anyway,
that was our feature for the funniest moments on The Griot.
How about?
When you said, they can barely read. But wait, you got to do it. Cause you're
that
just...
means they can, these kids can basically pass a minimum skills test. That means they can hardly read. Okay, you gotta go there.
That back throat. Go
but
ahead.
I've seen these, I've seen educators who have been paid. So gross, who have been so grossly underpaid,
absolutely.
Right? All over the nation.
Yeah.
And I've seen them take that and really go there
That
opportunity. So it just speaks to what you're saying, the point you're making now. Even if you're a teacher.
Yes.
There's opportunity there.
I just really love that you gave that both of those concrete examples, because they actually show up differently, right? One, when you start talking about this woman in Shanghai and science, about, you know, personally me, you know, I was just happy to make it out of physics.
Right.
So that feels like, okay, but the who among us can't take the time? So that's about taking the time to send a personalized message of, hey, I see you.
She cares.
Young man, young lady. I know that things in society might not be mirroring narratives around your exceptionalism as a scholar or an academic. Oh, I don't know. Young black man, is it because they're too busy worried about what you're doing on a football field? Is it that the American society and culture generally has decided that there is a limit on your academic ascension?
Yeah.
Because because it serves the interests of a white supremacist NCAA.
Come on with it. You know what? Come on with it. Come on with it.
I'm going to stop right now because you know how I get. But I am saying congratulations to Ice Spice.
That's where we at with
congratulations to her team of both manager and attorney and everybody else that I know was involved. You have positioned your client, and Ice Spice, my darling, you have positioned yourself as exceptional and atypical. And that's why your deal looks different
the way it does
than other people's.
Can't be mad at that.
And that's all I'm going to say about
and
that.
And that's all I have to say. Yeah,
that's
right.
Okay, if you know, you know. That is one of the best movies ever.
Now, come on, let's go get something to eat.
Let's get some. You really.
You think you bad, don't
you? Now, let's get something to eat.
Come on, let's go.
You are a plum fool. Okay, last but not least, last and least.
Okay.
Tory Lanez.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. Last and least. Tory Lanez, y'all know, was convicted, of course, of assault with a semiotic firearm, having a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging said firearm with gross negligence. Of course, we're talking about the shooting of... I think she's, Grammy Award winning.
Three times. Actually won the best Grammy you can win, which is Best New Artist.
Yeah.
You can only be nominated once.
You only have one shot of winning.
She won that shit.
She sure did. Huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, Megan Thee Stallion just, y'all really not even fully respecting what this young lady is doing in hip hop and beyond.
And beyond. She's a superstar brand.
She's a
beauty brand.
First of all, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm a Meg fan. So Megan was shot by this man. The courts determined that's what happened. It's no longer allegedly. It's now a legally binding fact. And he's facing up to 22 years in prison. He also likely will be deported back to old Canada upon his sentencing. Yeah, take his ass back. Y'all already know. Y'all halfway can take Aubrey with him. That's just my position.
Yeah, Drake. Now, why am I in?
No, because you brought your ass in it. No, ain't no why I'm in it. You had a whole lot to say.
Oh,
remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So
guess what?
Keep it cute, Aubrey. Los Angeles Superior Court judge has denied Tory Lanez's most recent motion for a new trial. We know that he hired after he was convicted. Yeah, because that's really a good time to decide. Let me take this legal defense thing seriously. He now goes and gets, I believe it was Jody Arias's old lawyer. Suge Knight's old lawyer. Casey Anthony's.
Do you see the caliber of clients here? But go ahead.
Clientele. Jose. Child, Jose. Anyway, so you hire Jose. Jose, you know, really can't move the needle, which in defense of Jose, not
what could he do?
There's no lawyer under the sun that could have done much
for
you.
Your hands can't be more tied.
At that point, yeah, you've been convicted, sir. So absent a change of material fact, so let's talk about what could give you a new trial. Change of material fact, the higher court finding judicial misconduct. Hi! Okay, none of that's there, Tori. Your ass just mad you lost. That's not a reason for a new trial. Thus, finally, after months and months and months of delay, there's going to be a sentencing for Tory Lanez. So per Entertainment Tonight, Dustin, we know finally Tory Lanez will be sentenced for this misconduct, for this conviction. He's looking at up to 22 years, and he will be sentenced on June 13th, which is not far away.
Yeah, I, you know, sounds like everybody's going to have a reason to celebrate on Juneteenth.
That's it.
And,
liberation.
I also think that this speaks more to his arrogance mm-hmm. in general. Mm-hmm. The fact that his argument was, well, I need a new trial because when they said I was making fun of her in that video, even though I had her song, the mm-hmm. initials of her song and the song playing in the background, all this stuff.
I wasn't talking about her.
And then.
So now you think everybody else is stupid. Just because you're stupid, you actually think everyone's stupid, Tori.
And then there's mm-hmm. the plea of, I could be your son or your brother. Please don't ruin my life. Nigga, you shot somebody.
Literally,
what
twice.
What the fuck are you? And then we're only here, let's be clear. Mm-hmm. We only got this far with it, mm-hmm. right? We only went to trial with this. This only became a legal
Once
matter.
Again, go ahead and say it.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
You could have underscored this. You wouldn't even be going to jail,
you
Tori.
You wouldn't even be in this position.
You could have apologized to this woman. You could have just not lied.
In the first, you could have just shut the fuck up. She only
always
talked
an
about
option.
It because you said
always an option.
All these things and,
always
and,
free.
And you had your ghetto ass father
yep.
yelling and screaming,
yep.
not helping
your
anything.
Your stupid ass fan base,
not
your
helping
stupid
anything.
Ass industry colleagues, both yeah. male and female, who are always defending, you know, sometimes the most disrespectful, unconscionable behavior towards a black woman. Because once again, let's just tell the truth and shame the devil on it. Y'all didn't want to support Megan, not because she's just a black woman. It's the kind of black woman she is.
That's right.
She's the kind of black woman that don't need your ass to win no Grammy. She don't need your ass to get no money. She don't need your ass for nothing. She's not singing no fucking hooks on your stupid ass songs, mm-mm. and you're mad about it.
It was already doing you a favor by fucking with you in that way anyway.
By hoisting you up.
In general.
By hoisting you up.
Yeah, I just think this speaks to a lot of, like, just ego and
misogyny.
And misogyny, for
yeah.
sure.
And let's be clear, you don't have to be a man to be a misogynist.
No,
because we
no.
saw a lot of bitches
mm-hmm.
showing their, and I mean bitches literally.
And they still are. Mm-hmm. Even after this has been literally proven
legally
in a court
determined,
of law.
Right?
So you know, some people just can't be helped.
Yeah, yeah, and thank God we don't need them. Mm-hmm. And Megan is thriving and looking gorgeous as ever.
Yep, and it's a damn shame that we're here with this. You
yeah.
should not have shot her in the first place
at all.
Let's start there.
You should have not lied about it,
and you should have done right on it on the back end. But because you didn't, and were so arrogant and so pompous,
that's
here we
it.
Are.
Here we are. Of course, he's still. Cannot stand on it, Dustin. So he is still allegedly planning to appeal to a higher court. Blah, 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 blah.
It ain't going nowhere.
Sir, you need to just go ahead and start doing your time.
Really? And
yeah,
get it over
and
with.
And get it over with. Yeah, because all of these delays, you're just getting older and older and longer in the tooth.
And you're securing a more lengthy sentence
mm-hmm.
by being so
defiant
and insubordinate
and disrespectful of the court's time. The court has better things to do than to keep retrying a case that was tried effectively under the letter of the law the first time.
Nah, dog. Like, this is just.
Yeah, it's a no for us, Tori. Take your ass and get your licks on June 13th. Yep.
Okay,
you know who we saw recently who looks, I think, rather nice in her prison attire?
Who?
Did you see the picture of Jean Shaw?
No, I didn't.
So she's, she's in federal prison, so she's got the brown. So
okay.
She's not wearing the orange.
Okay.
She's wearing the brown. It
All
looks,
right.
You know, it looks nice on her.
So, well, probably because it's a level down. She used mm-hmm. to be really glammed up.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of makeup.
Yeah, this
lots
is
of
true.
Ornamentation.
And she's an attractive woman.
You know.
So she's had a little ponytail. She had her glasses and her brown.
Earth tones.
Her two-piece mm-hmm. Brown suit.
Okay.
It was, you know. So, Tori, you know, maybe you could look half as good as Miss Jen Shaw in your prison garb.
Because you're going, bro. And it's you all are your
going.
Fault.
And you're
at
going
this
for
point.
A long time.
It's your fault, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah. You're looking at 22 years.
Damn, that's crazy.
To make a prediction, he's going to jail for at least 10 years. I'm telling you that right now.
When you get in a position of any sort of power like that, when mm-hmm. the stakes are high, mm-hmm. just be more responsible.
That's it.
That's all you can yeah. do.
And now this little baby that you done brought to court, is that part is unfortunate because that child did nothing wrong. But also miss me with this, I'm a black man, don't ruin my life. Sir, you were a black man.
You were black when you pulled the fucking trigger.
That's what I was going to say.
On a black woman,
you
motherfucker.
A black...
The fuck you talking about? That shit pisses me off.
I agree.
Because I check a lot of them boxes of pity.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes,
I occupy
true.
A lot
if y'all
of intersections.
Got, yeah, if y'all got dusted
since
high.
We hanging it out. You right. know what I'm saying?
Now, like, me on the other hand, off with his head on sight. No, I'm just playing. All right, y'all. That's it for this week's episode of Holding Court. Y'all know Auntie just playing. Join us next
you.
Week, and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, when of course, we'll be back in session. In the meantime, you know, it's outside weather.
Yes, it is.
It's really great. Y'all moisturize. Put on your sunblock, Black America. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm. High SPF.
High SPF. We die more than any other demographic due to sun cancer because we mm-hmm. either don't see it or we don't do what we need to do. So mm-hmm. I don't give a damn if you light bright or a blackberry
whatever
molasses.
It is.
Okay?
Yep.
Put that damn sunblock
on.
We leave. Blackberry molasses.
Hey. One
never
of the things
that
never
change.
Hey!
You gotta keep pushing on. On that note,
please
stay safe, mm-hmm. keep the faith, and always do what, Dustin?
Don't shoot nobody.
I think that's a term and
in the
condition.
Foot, okay, read
I
them
think.
Terms and conditions. Don't shoot nobody in the goddamn foot if you don't want to take your short ass to jail.
The end. Holding Court is an Interval Presents original production from Uppity Productions in association with Dossie Media. Executive producer and host, Ebony K. Williams. Co-host and producer, Dustin Ross. From Interval Presents, executive producers Alan Coy and Jay Kleinberg. Produced, of course, by Ashley J. Hobbs. Editing, sound design, and mix by Stephanie Morell. Original music by Epidemic Sound. Video editing by Kason Alexander and Courtney Deans. Consultant, Carla Wilmaris. Special thanks to operations lead, Sarah Yu. Business development lead, Sheffy Ellen Swegg. And marketing lead, Samira Still.